up with a similar number of Muddy Waters songs.
Saying today before we came on, many, many years ago, for about 14 years, I went with a professor of mathematics at Durham University. Is he in here tonight? Don't forget, we've all gone grey. I used stuff for this. I used to call him my little Z man, you know, the mathematics sense, you know, I could never understand it, but he got a job in Mexico after he did a lot of work in Durham University. So I came up here a few times when he was up at the university, but a beautiful place, it's really, really nice place. Just thought I'd let you know that bit of information about myself. Okay, Dave, we're going to do, we're going to start with a song that's dear to both of our hearts. I think everybody started off in this business singing this song.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home To Me. I'm sitting here as if I'm going to deliver a baby, look.
Well, if you ever change your mind,
so we're all, then I'm doing the Manfreds tour again this year, so Dave's sort of adopted me since I came back from Holland. I lived in Holland for 20 years, and Dave used to call me when I was walking my dog in Holland, saying, now, would you like to come back and sing, Maggie? And I said, no, I can't, I've got commitments here, I can't.
Well, I was putting that tour together for the British R&B All-Stars.
We had John Baldry.
Long John.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zoot did it.
Zoot, my dog's right. Colin.
And who else was on it? What's his name? Ray Dawson. And I'm like, you. But she wouldn't come.
You know,
she said, I'm a housewife.
I was a housefly. I was walking a dog, growing vegetables, what can I say? But then after 20 years, I decided I wanted to come back. So Dave and I have been doing this little duet. We did it last year, as I say, and this year. It was successful last year, so that's why we've come back to do all the kind of songs that I never can do with my band. You know what I'm saying? A song that I've always loved to do. Like Patsy Cline and stuff you're going to hear from me tonight, which I've never done before. But they've always been favourites of mine. So the next song I'm going to do is a song called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Yeah. He's just tuning up. That's the thing, people always think that you because you sing rock and roll bands, and I've done so much in my life. I think that's the only stuff you can sing. Well, I mean, I started in Locarno in Glasgow, or the Denison Pally as well, in Denison in Glasgow. And you had to do, like, say, from Petula Clark to Keely Smith. I had to do Martha and the Vandellas, or Dinah Ross and the Supremes. You had to do everything, really. So I'm quite of an all-rounder. But as I say, these songs I'm doing with Dave in this tour, I've never had a chance to do them for about 40 years. Hey, this is Blue Moon of Kentucky. You set up, Dave? Okay. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shining for the one that's left me blue. It was on a moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high. Love said goodbye, I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Well, it was on the moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, love said. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shining for the one that's shining for the one that's left me blue. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Shining for the one that's left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
That's a good song, thank you.
Charles song I had recorded with the blues band a long time ago. It was going to be on our bootleg album, but it got onto the ready album, the second album. But you're talking about doing that stuff with the dance bands, mate.
Yep.
Paul, before Paul Jones joined the Manfreds, he did an audition in. I forgot what the ballroom was called in Slough. Come Friendly Bonds, and that one, Slough. You know that poem? Drop on Slough. But and he said he got the gig, he got to sing with this dance band for a while before, I think it was probably before he got to university. And he got the gig by singing a Ray Charles song. And he said everyone else doing the auditions was singing Living Doll.
Yeah.
Figures.
But it's funny, speaking about auditions, he did a Ray Charles song. The first audition I ever got for the Locarno was, I did a Mose Allison song, do you remember? It's sitting over here, one parchment farm.
Yeah.
And I did the gig because I sang that song. Because they were all singing Downtown, Petula Clark. There was 12 girls before me, and they're all singing bloody Downtown. So the band were really massive.
So here's a Ray Charles song, as I say. It was on our Ready album. It's called Lonely Avenue. Mm-hmm.
because of you. I could cry, could cry, could cry. I could tell you that I don't know the avenue, know the avenue. Now my cup feels like lead, my pillow's like a stone. Tossed and turned every night, I'm not used to being alone. Well, I feel so sad and lonely since you left this town. If I could beg or borrow the money, babe, well, I'd be halfway bound. I'm on a lonely avenue, my girl would say I do. And I feel so sad and blue, well, because of you.
Thank you very much.
This next song Dave and I were discussing a while back. It was a song, The House of the Rising Sun. Everybody thinks it was a man's song, but does anybody know the story? I mean, it's actually a woman's song as well. First person ever recorded back in the 1800s was a black woman. And not many women sing this song. I've never heard really many women sing this song. But Dave and I do this together. And I told Eric Burdens at the Albert Hall with War, you know, the band War that Eric's with. And Eric's remained a great, great friend of all of us for years and years and years. And I was telling him another night when he called up. He said, I'm doing The House of the Rising Sun with Dave Kelly, I'm singing it. He says, I asked you bloody years ago and you said you'd refuse me. Is that your Georgia accent? Anyway, I love the song and I love singing it with Dave. And it's the only person I've ever sung it with, so I hope you enjoy this one.
House in New Orleans, they call
place to wear that ball and chain.
Oh, tell you, yourself. You look okay to me. Can I ask you, sir, how old are you? He's younger than me.
Says you look all right.
Thank you. Are you married, by the way? You're not. He's out in a limb tonight.
Do you want to have a spare bed?
No, I've got a very, very comfortable hotel for tonight. Thank you very much. Next song is, I heard this in an advert, and some good songs, are using a lot of good sort of blues type songs for adverts these days, but they never, they only give you the first couple of bars and that's it. So I said to Dave, when we were doing this little tour, I said I want to do this song that I heard in the advert. Who did this originally, Dave?
I think it's Patsy Cline again.
Is it Patsy Cline? Well, it's a song called I Go Out Walking After Midnight. You know the one. And this is Water, by the way, not Chin.
Oh,
down up below. Maybe he's crying for me. As that wind blew me, night wind whispers to me, I'm as lonesome as I can be. I go walking after midnight, after the moonlight, just like we used to do. I go walking after midnight, searching for you. I hope you go walking after midnight, searching for me.
The album was all ready to go out, but I didn't like the title. It was a German company putting it out, and I don't remember what the title was, but I wasn't happy with it. And it was the day before it was going to print, and I was listening to the album again, and listened to this song, and this line came up, "Resting My Bones All." That's what it's called. So we changed the artwork a bit. They were very pleased.
Stroppy old soul you are.
We were sifting through songs, and Mags liked my version of this. And
yes.
Then I discovered another hidden talent in this lady.
It embarrasses me every time I have to do this.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
But
don't
no, I'm a musician, I will do it. For my art. And you didn't ask me to strip or anything.
The minute you
want.
Yeah. She does it very well, I assure you. As you'll see shortly. Are you having as much fun as we are? Good. There isn't a correct answer to that question. You know. Think about it. You know, if you say no, that's fine, because we're having. If you say yes, that's even better.
What do you think you want?
Up here. I should sing St. James's Infirmary. I've always done this song when they ask you what you've done. It's a song, the blues song. They said, "Is your name Maggie Bell?" And I say, "Why, sure." They said, "You're the woman we've been looking for. Friend!" But those lights. That could be another story.
Watching the
Same trip, and I was at a hotel, and I was right up in the top. top of the hotel, there was a parapet running along the side of it, and no one could get out there. Kind of the window was there and the parapet was there. And I was having a sleep, and so there's a tapping on my window.
What the hell's
out there? You know, open the blind, there's a seagull. Maybe someone had been staying there, been feeding him or something.
You know, people come to London or any big city and say the place is disgusting, there's litter everywhere. There's a bloody foxes and seagulls in the middle of London, and foxes, and they get into the bins and they're exactly the working teams. They do the work in gangs. What can you make this money?
Well, the foxes say, I like your rubbish.
Exactly.
Memphis Minnie, wonderful Memphis Minnie. She was a blues singer, songwriter, guitarist, and she was brilliant at all of them. And she recorded, well, she was born in 1897 and left home when she was 14 to become a travelling musician, played in circuses and minstrel shows and whatever.
Fabulous voice,
I think. Yeah, wonderful voice. Big influence on my sister Diana. And in 1929, she finally, she would have been 32, she finally got to record. And this is one of the songs that she did on her first session with her then husband, Kansas Joe McCoy. She recorded right the way through to middle 50s when she had to stop because she had a stroke. She couldn't sing or play anymore. She could hardly talk, in fact. But, you know, in those days, there's, you know, quite a long career because you only made 78s, you know. Yeah. You made a batch of two or three, and if they didn't sell, you didn't get to make another one. And, you know, she lasted from 29 until she couldn't play anymore. Still putting out singles. Wonderful. And she ended up in a Memphis nursing home, and her other husband, her next husband, Ernest Lawless, he was dead by then. And, you know, she was in a kind of, what do they call it? It was a free nursing home run by the state. It wasn't terribly, high class or anything. And she was penniless. And Joanne and I did a few benefit concerts for her. We all organized some. We had John Mayall and Alexis Corner and Free. All came down to Ken Collier's 51 Club. And one was during when I was touring with Hallingwolf, and he said he'd come down. And he did, he came down and sang three songs for Memphis Minnie. And I was just telling you her story. But
it's very sad.
Because when she, you know, there's a book about her life out at the moment, and in the pictures section, there's a photograph of her death certificate. And this, you know, so she left home at 14 and been a musician all her life, and not any musician, a noted musician, you know. But from the day, you know, the doctor who came round to sign the death certificate, an old black lady in a poverty nursing home, occupation, housekeeper.
Yes.
Isn't that terrible, eh? Woman, you know. Anyway, we keep her memory alive. There's a nice website, actually, if you want to check out Memphis Minnie, and there's a list of all the recordings, what you can get. And because she, as I say, she went through from the country blues stuff, from the early stuff. When she finished in the 50s, she was playing kind of early sort of R&B, you know, electric. She had a Les Paul.
So check it out.
This one is called What's the Matter with the Men?
What's the matter with the man? The nurses, the doctors, oh, respect yourself.
your sister, your brother, your neighbor, even the nurse, the doctor, the plumber, the teacher. Oh, respect yourself. I respect yourself.
One I wrote last summer. Down in France, and went to dinner with a friend of mine who has a house down there. He's a songwriter and producer, and we were just chatting, and he said, "Oh, I haven't written anything for about 3 months." I haven't written anything for about 3 years. Not since the last Blues Band album. Nothing like an album to inspire you to get down and write. You can do a bit of work. I said, "Oh, well, I think I'm just too happy to write, really, you know, I can't be asked." He says, "That's a good title." So we got home after a nice evening out, and my wife said, "Go write that song." I said, "Yeah, I will, I'll get around to it." She said, "No, go and do it now." And knowing which side of my bread is buttered, I obeyed. And this is it. So I'm a singer, songwriter too. Right now that just ain't happening. No matter what I do, am I writing too hard? All ideas take to fly. I guess I'm just feeling too happy to write. Ah, what you moving? Love the fall of your head, curve of your shoulders, the clothes you your smile, such a constant delight. You're just too appealing. I'm too happy to write." Maybe the creative process
this happiness be resented. Don't complain about being contented. Heart searching, navel gazing. Ah, come on now, just give it a rest. She's opportunities as presented. Oh, my darling, you're just amazing. So here we are, 30 years down the line. Where did the time go? Like the blink of an eye. Will these young people, are they really yours and mine? Yes, I do remember all the days, though they fly. So I'm sitting here thinking, at the end of this night, oh, what blessing, I'm too happy to write. Yet I sit here writing, no mental block inside. Oh, what blessing, I'm too happy to write. Now I'm happy to write. Yes, I'm happy to write.
Thank you. And once again, we welcome Miss Maggie Bell.
Mr. Dave Kelly, come on. This is for all the women in the audience tonight. It's all about to say the first love is the best love. You never forget your first love. What's happened here to my microphone all of a sudden? Was a click. Didn't you like my comment about first loves? It's a beautiful song, and I think you like it. It's called a Hank Williams song, I Can Help It If I'm Still In Love With You.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and you look so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Slowly stealing as I brushed you out, stood so close to you, and suddenly I got that old time feeling. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Just the way I used to do. in love with you. No, I can't help this if I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love.
Reminds me of my mother and father. Would you stop jingling those bloody glasses back there? Thank you.
From the sublime
to the ridiculous again. This next song we're going to do is. It's called High Heel Sneakers.
Among other things.
Oh,
song. I'm not known for singing country and western, but as you get older, I think I'm getting into a lot of the lyrics of country songs, and some lyrics are absolutely fantastic. I'm a very lyric person. Yeah, I think we all are. Songs have got meanings, and that's why we hold them all so dear to us, really. Yeah, do you agree, Dave?
It's a Nancy Griffiths song, isn't it? I mean, you could say country. Yeah. Moved on from the country and western. Yeah. That's the old stuff, the yee-haw.
Yeah.
Whereas this is yee-haw.
Do you know, I remember, I keep telling Dave these stories, but you know when somebody you hear something and it triggers a story? Do you remember a black country and western singer, Dave, called Charlie Pride?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a story to tell you about him. I was doing American bases in Germany when I was first starting out, and he came with a big tin, it's a 10-gallon hat they were called, with the sparks and the guns. I mean, a black guy. It was like Blazing Saddles before Blazing Saddles had started. So here's this Charlie Pride, he came to entertain the troops. And I'd been on with my band, that was the original Stone the Crows band, it was called The Power. We were working in American bases in Germany. So I'm singing Aretha, I'm singing, doing my whole bit. And when I come off stage, I sat me watching this Charlie Pride band, was great, slide player, and when he came off stage, what he said to me? He says, "What's a white woman like you singing the black man's music?" I swear to God. And I said, "Excuse me. Excuse me, have you looked in the mirror lately?" I said, now listen, it's not racist, but it's a true story. I said, "You're a black man with sparks, two guns, and a 10-gallon hat, singing country and western. What's all that about?"
Music. There's two sorts of music. Good music and bad music.
That's true.
And that's all there is. Yeah.
That's
I still get to. I remember Paul and I. Oh, years ago we had a new blues band album out, and we were doing, going around all local radio stations and doing interviews, and daytime DJs. Oh my. And anyway, we went this which station it was, or even who the DJ was, but he came. "Hello, lovely to have you on the show. Great. We'll talk about this, talk about the album, and we'll be on the air in a minute." Fine. We sat down. The first thing he says, "So what's two white middle-class blokes doing singing the blues?" And I thought, I'll just get up and walk out. Do you remember the Bee Gees doing that? Wasn't that wonderful?
That was great.
But I said, we do our best. I said, it's like Jessie Norman, the black opera singer. She does it quite well, but she'll never be a real opera singer, will she? Shut him up. Anyway, how do we get on to that? Who's just
a conversation? We're just speaking of country. Sorry, so we get sidetracked every night. We tell stories. This is a song written by Nancy Griffiths, and we heard, is it Emmylou Harris sing it with the...
Oh, lots of people. Emmylou and Willie Nelson. Yeah.
So we heard this, and Dave heard it, and he thought they'd love the song for us, so we're going to sing it for you now. Gulf Coast Highway, worked the waves, you worked the rice fields in the cold, dark wells. You worked the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. The only thing he never owned was this old house here by the road. And when he dies, he said he'll catch some blackbird's wings, and they will fly away to heaven come some sweet bluebonnet spring.
She walked on springtime when I was cold. Days were sweet and nights were warm. Seasons changed, jobs will come, work and pay. This old house felt so alone when the work took me away. And when she dies, she says she'll catch some blackbird's wings. She will fly away to heaven, comes so deep blue bonnet spring. how when 90 yards ago we kept our garden, we set the sun. This is the only place on earth blue bonnets grow. Once a year they come and go. This old house here by the road. And when we die, we say we'll catch some blackbirds when we will fly away to heaven. Come some sweet blue bonnet spring. When we die, we say we'll catch some blackbirds when we will fly away to heaven. Come some sweet blue bonnet spring. Gulf Coast Highway.
But I preferred Bob Dylan's earlier stuff. Do you agree? I mean, I know as you get older your voice lowers, but some of the things that he's doing these days, I don't understand some of the lyrics he's saying. I mean, I liked it when it was all sort of happening, like the freewheeling album. The freewheeling album, you know, it's the first album I ever bought in my life, was a Bob Dylan album. Because we never had a radiogram. This is another story, you don't know this. But I was held up by a bank robber in Glasgow. And obviously I was a window dresser to trade during the day, you see. Well, I was a trainee window dresser, £2 a week. And my job every Monday was to go to the Royal Bank of Scotland and put in the money from the shop. Because they were all too busy serving the customers. They were no fixing up windows 24 hours a day. This guy was waiting a car running in Great Western Road, up from St George's Cross. And you remember the old banks, they really had thick, like little square, when, you know, the door was really heavy doors, those little square, thick glass, and the rug outside was really thick, hairy rug, you know, really rough. This guy came into the back and he hit me in the back of the head and started wrestling and got me down on the floor. And I'm waving to everybody inside the bank because I've been going there for about 3 years. And they're not waving back, I'm going to hell. But anyway, true story. And that was, it was at the same time as President Kennedy was starting his situation to become the president. What do you call it? His campaigning. My photograph was the biggest photograph of President Kennedy's in the Mary Ellen newspaper. And I beat the shit out of the guy. No, because do you know what I thought? Honest to God, do you know what I thought? If he gets away with this money, they'll think I'm in cahoots with this guy. I mean, that's how frightened you were of authority in those days. Do you know what I'm saying? These days I'd say take it. But anyway, I mean, I never roughed the guy up really bad. I roughed him up so bad that he ran away to the car that was revved up and ready to go. And do you know what he did? He killed an old woman in the pavement, knocked her down and killed her. But later on, I go to see my mother in the hospital. It wasn't good news, my mother was dying in the Glasgow hospital. And this guy came up to me, it's a small world. This guy came up to me, he says, you don't remember me. He says, I haven't seen you for years and years and years. He said, but do you remember I met you that day you were held up at the bank? Oh. I think it was the guy. Oh. No, he was up there visiting his mother, right? I'm sure it was the bloody guy. And what proof of that? I mean, we all change as we get older, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine somebody coming up and saying, do you remember? Sorry, what were we talking about?
Well, I was just going to say, she was years ahead of me.
I never took drugs.
Beating guys up.
No, I never mean that. Oh, beating men up. Oh, she went voluntarily, so that's something. She gave herself up. Because I tell you why she gave herself up. He's in one prison and she's the other. She'll never see him. That's when she'll never see him. Sorry, why did we get on to believe he held up by a bank robber? Oh, so anyway, the money that I got for rescuing the shop's money, it's a senior moment I had there. The money that I got for saving the money from Mr. Louis Ockram, is a Glasgow Jewish man, nice man. he gave me £38, and that's a lot of money, because I was only making £2 a week. So that's when I went out and I bought a radiogram. I put a deposit down in the radiogram, and my dad said he'd pay up the payments. It was a Ferguson, it's a shite radiogram. And with the rest of the money, I said to my dad, I said, look at this big, it was a big set of furniture in those days, do you remember? It was huge. I said, okay, we've got the radiogram, we've got nothing to play in it. So that was the first record, the LP that I ever bought, was Bob Dylan Freewheeling, when he's walking down in New York with Amber and the girl.
That's right, Susie
Ritchie. Oh, you know the girl?
No,
I'm not personally. Oh. You know, see, I'm finding something else out about him. Let me tell your wife about this, Dave. Okay, anyway, this is a Bob Dylan song, and I recorded it with a band called Stone the Crows, so Dave and I, we do a good version of this, so hold on to your hats, it's going to be a bumpy one. Alice Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Alice Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children, he's kind of broken down. He looked for work on Monday, he walked a ragged mile. Your children are so hungry, they don't know how to smile.
Your baby's eyes are crazy, tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes are crazy, tugging at your sleeve. You walk from all the while with a present for me. With that blood of God you made. Rats got your fire, with that blood got you made. Anybody knows the man who can.
You pray to the Lord above, oh Lord, please send me your prayer. No friends.
Your baby's eyes are louder and sunny and she breathes.
Oh, your baby's eyes are pounding there, pounding in your brain.
Yeah, your wife's been stabbing me like they're pounding brain.
Grass is turning black and there's no water in your well.
Your grass is turning black and no water in your well.
You spent your last one dollar on saving shotgun shell.
We are doing this to wipe away the cold. Your life is on the shotgun, you hold it in your hand. And I said,
the door.
So many songs to sing. It's a song by Miss Bonnie Reed, who I think she's wonderful. Great singer, great guitar player.
And Kim Wilson is a pair of them.
And Kim Wilson.
Kim plays the harp and sings with him as well. This one is called I Believe I'm in Love with You.
Thank you.
Waters films. Here's another one, although this one also made more famous later on by Etta James.
That's right. And I want audience help with this song, okay? I want you to go for an answer. I can beat up a bank robber, I can beat you lot up as well. I don't mean that, I'm very peace loving brown rice. Hello? It's a song called I Just Wanna Make Love to You.
Thank you.
Peace Orchestra. Now you're talking from the sublime to the ridiculous. What about Target? Listen, Target, by the way, not pumping the business, it's been out for about 27 years, but it's never been out as a single, and I've got it coming out in Angel Air on the 6th of May. It's called No Mean City, and that's the theme from Target that I did. I can sit, well, I'll sing that by myself. Will that be, okay if I sing you Target? Yes, I know they're sitting like a lover. Good or bad, it's hard to love another that I found. No mean town, no mean city. Things I do for lover. City life's the place you take your share of the good times and bad times. But it's always praying on your mind.
Praying on your mind.
You get the job, okay, here we go. It's the only place that I would be willing to die for.
Willing to die for.
Thank you. It's the only life I've ever seen. This town is so mean. No mean city. I think I have to do that. This will take you back up really, really. Come on, dance, come on, go up, dance. This microphone's getting quieter and quieter, by the way.
Yeah.
everybody, and thanks again for coming along. Just a big play.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Well, if you want anything signed, give us about 5 minutes and we'll come out and sign any albums you bought or whatever.